Inside the Klan house in the Walter Soboff building, Sukhtinady Klan members stand in front of a large poster depicting a totem pole that represents their Klan history. They offer thanks to other clans, carvers, and SHI leadership. The actual pole, called Akutia and Tlingit, was raised near Juneau's Overstreet Park, but organizers held the dedication inside due to weather. Edward Thomas is Sukhtinady, and he says he's excited to see his clan join the handful of others already represented by the Kutia Deyi.
As I look at the walk of the totem pole along the waterfront here, I'm proud to see that all of our clans are being represented.
Thomas went on to thank the carver, Lee Wallace, and his apprentices for the thought and work they put into the pole. Wallace is a Haida master carver and lives in Saxman. But he says this Kutia is a part of his family's legacy, too.
My great-grandfather has a totem pole in the state building, Dwight Wallace. My grandfather, John Wallace, has a totem pole that was outside the city museum. So now with this particular Kutia pole, there's three generations of Wallace totem poles standing here in Juneau.
Wallace was helped by apprentices, including his son, Charles Peel. And Peel holds the youngest member of the carving team, his five-year-old daughter, Dodd Senga Elizabeth, as he describes the design of the pole.
And at the top, we have the current clan leaders. We want to acknowledge that this is the representation of a living people, that this isn't just something that's from the past. This is something that's tying history together. We often look at totem poles as things that are coming back from the past, and we wanted to add a piece that represents the present.
Below the current clan leaders, the pole features a spirit man, raven, and a box that represents the abundance of knowledge and history held in the Sukhtinady clan, whose homelands are near Cake. At the base is the clan crest, dog salmon swimming in tall grasses. The National Park Service funded this pole. SHI plans to raise a total of 30 poles along Juneau's waterfront. So far, 13 poles have been installed. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Cormery.